Today's stuff is Kufchet. We're going to start with the new Mishnah, although similar types of topics. We're going to get to other people, Shein Lehem Chelek Olam Haba, and here it's not going to be individuals, but groups of people. Dor Hamabul, okay, we're starting at the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amabet at the Mishnah. Dor Hamabul, Ein Lehem Chelek Olam Haba, Ve'ein Omdim Bedin. So two things are going to happen to the generation of the flood. Number one, they don't have a Chelek Olam Haba, and they're not going to be judged. They're not going to come up for judgment at the end of days. Shenemar, lo yudon ruchi ba'adam la'olam. So what does this mean? Okay, first of all, you have to understand the context of these psukim. Okay, maybe I'll also read you a little bit of Tanakh, of the Torah today to get you a sense of the psukim we're going to darshan. At the very end of Sefer Breshit, there's this bizarre section about, it says, when kipayike hechel ha'adam la'rova p'nei adama u'banot yuldu lahem, people started to multiply, and there were daughters. Vayiru b'nei ha'lohim et b'not ha'adam ki tovotena, and the b'nei, the sons of God, see the b'not ha'adam, that they're beautiful. Vayikhu lahem nashim mikol asher b'charu, and Hashem gets angry at them. Vayomer Hashem lo yodon ruchi ba'adam la'olam b'shagam u'basar. Okay, I'm no longer going to put my ruach in Adam the way I used to. Exactly how I translate that pasuk is question. But that's the pasuk we're darshaning here. I'll get to the drasha in a minute. But Yehu Yamav Me'av Esrim Shana. And God decrees that people are going to live 120 years instead of in the hundreds of years they lived before. And then it has another pasuk about the Nephilim, etc. We're going to leave that aside. Although we saw a reference to the Nephilim with David, was Sukkot Avin and Nofalet, that David was called one of the Nephilim, which were the strong people. Whether these are really the sons of God or whether these are strong people in the world, the Gemara or the Mishnah starting here, and then the Gemara seems to imply that this was really the generation of the flood and that they were punished. We'll get back to this 120 years that are mentioned here that's going to be used in a bit of a different context. Immediately after it says, "Vayar Hashem ki rabah ra'ata adam ba'aretz," God sees that man is bad. V'chol yetzer machshavot libo rak rak kol hayom. Right, this is one of the most depressing psukim in the Torah. Okay, this and maybe Moshe's death at the very end. Right, the end of Sefer Bereshit and the end of the Torah entirely. Vayinachem Hashem. We're going to darshan this later. What does it mean? Vayinachem ki asat adam ba'aretz v'yitatzev libo. Okay, it sounds like God is upset that He created man. Vayomer Hashem imchet ha'adam asher barati me'al pnei adama me'adam va'abema ad remes va'adof ha'shamayim ki nichamti ki asitim. Okay, so the assumption is that this B'nei Elohim pasuk, and what happens there, is referring already to the Dor HaMabul. Okay, the next pasuk is Ela Toldo Noach, right? V'noach matzachem b'nei Hashem, and then this is Noach, and then Hashem commands him to build the Teva, etc. And he says, Ketz kol batzar ba'lefanai ki mal aretz hamas. Okay? So basically, what are they saying about this drasha? Lo yadon ruchi ba'adam la'olam means lo yadon ruchi, not din and not ruach. Ruach is going to be tchiyat ha'metim, and the din is going to be the judgment. In other words, they're not even going to get judged to go to Gehinnom. They're not even, right, usually we say it's your zchut to get judged, right? You have the right to be judged. In this case, they were so bad that they're not even going to get judged. They're going to go straight to Gehinnom. They're not going to have any way to give any claims of why they don't deserve to go there. Dor HaFlaga. Okay, this was then after the Mabul, when they tried to build a Migdal Bavel, Migdal HaShamayim, and then Hashem, Hefitzotam. So, which means He scattered them. Also, Ein Lehem Chelek La'olam Haba, Shenemar, Vayafetz Hashem Otam Misham Al Pnei Kol Ha'aretz. And it also writes, and it also says, we have to look at the correction here. Just some people say it doesn't say it, but it also says umisham mefitzam Hashem. So vayavetz Hashem otam ba'olam hazeh umisham mefitzam Hashem la'olam haba. Okay, it says vayafetz two times, the shoresh, that God scattered them. So it must be la'olam hazeh and la'olam haba, like all the drashot we saw earlier, right? If you see double lashon, then we assume it means la'olam hazeh and la'olam haba. Anshei Sdom, ein lam chedek la'olam haba, shenemar, v'anshei Sdom ra'im v'chata'im la'Hashem ma'od. Ra'im ba'olam hazeh v'chata'im la'olam haba. Okay, even in olam haba, they'll sin, and therefore, God is already going to say, you're not going to make it there. Aval, but according to this opinion, omdim bedin. But they do get to stand up for judgment. Okay, why is Anshei Sdom different is a good question. And whether aval omdim bedin is just a reference to Anshei Sdom, or is it also a reference to Dor HaFlaga? And then you have Tanakama saying, basically, Dor Mabul, no judgment, and obviously not Tchiyat HaMetim and no Olam Haba, but the other two, or maybe only Anshei Sdom, do get to stand in judgment. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Elu ve'elu ein omdim bedin, sheneamar al kein lo yakumu rishayim b'mishpat v'chataim v'adat tzadikim. How does he darsh in this pasuk? Okay, there's a pasuk from Tehilim, Perek Aleph. Al kein lo yakumu rishayim b'mishpat ze dor hamabul. Okay, so here you see, rishayim are not going to be judged. Who must that be? Dor hamabul. V'chataim v'adat tzadikim, meaning also lo yakumu chataim v'adat tzadikim, elu anshei Sodom. Okay, so according to Rabbi Nechemya, nobody in the Mishnah is Omdim Bedin. Okay, not Dor HaMabul, not Dor HaFlaga, and not Anshei Sodom. Okay, right, he would learn the Dor HaMabul from the Pasuk we quoted, the Tanakhama quoted, and the other two he learned from this other Pasuk. So again, like I said, it's not clear whether they disagree about the middle case. It could be the middle case, they all agree that there's Din, or that there's no Din, or it could be the middle case, they also argue about Dor HaFlaga. It's not so clear from the Mishnah. Miraglim, ein lehem chelek l'olam haba. Okay, it says here, by the way, the note, if you see it's in parentheses, it says in the Yerushalmi they don't actually have the Miraglim in the Mishnah. The version of the Mishnah that appears in the Yerushalmi doesn't have Miraglim. Okay, so maybe it's here, maybe it's not. Shneamar, vayamutu ha'anashim motzei dibat ha'aretz, ra'a, b'magefa lefnei Hashem. So the people who are motzei dibat ha'aretz ra'a, that spoke badly about the aretz, died b'magefa lefnei Hashem. So why does it say vayamutu and it said b'magefa? Vayamutu b'olam hazeh b'magefa l'olam haba. You could see why maybe this version doesn't belong here, because how else are they going to die? You know, they're telling you how they died in a magefa. It's not exactly a word that doesn't need to be there, but we also know that drashot often darshan things that maybe don't necessarily need to be darshaned. Dor hamidbar ein lehem chedek l'olam haba ve'ein omdim bedin. This is interesting because Dor hamidbar, not everybody did things wrong, right? So now they're going to say the whole generation of the people who went through the desert, okay, which I guess, you know, it's connected with the Miraglim, because what happened, right? Remember, they all died. They believed the Miraglim and they all died because of that. You might not think that that's so severe that you would basically merit not to get, be demerited to not get olam haba. But according to the Mishnah, it says, "Ein lam chedek olam haba, ve'ein omdim bedin." Shneamar b'midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamutu. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says, "Look, it says b'midbar hazeh yitamu. They'll be finished off v'sham yamutu, and there they'll die." So it's also a double lashon. Rabbi Eliezer Omer alehem u'omer isfuli chasidai kortei briti ale zevach. You can't possibly say they don't get olam haba, because God calls them isfuli chasidai kortei briti. He calls the people of the desert chasidai. So this is a pasuk from Tehilim, and they say it's a reference to the Dor HaMabul. I'm sorry, the Dor HaMidbar. So based on that, it can't possibly be that they don't get chelek olam haba. Continuing, adat Korach eina atida la'alot. They will not get tchiyat ha'metim. How do we know they're not going to have tchiyat ha'metim? Shneamar v'techas alehem ha'aretz ba'olam hazeh v'yovdu mitoch ha'kahal la'olam haba. Okay, but chasalehem aaret, right? The lamb will cover them, and they will be wiped out. Vayavdu mitoch hakahal. So that's lo olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. What do you mean? Alehem Omer. Hashem memitu mechaye morid shaol vayal. Okay, it's pasuk from Shmuel Aleph, but they're saying that this is a reference to them, that Hashem is memit and He brings back to life. He's morid shaol vayal. Why do they think that this is talking about Korach? I assume because Morid Sha'ol, he brings them down to the ground, right? They were swallowed up by the earth. So even though swallowed up by the earth, will eventually come up. And therefore, he thinks that they do get Tchiyat HaMetim. Okay, the Gemara is going to start with another braita. Tanu Rabbanan. Dor HaMabul ein lam chedek l'olam haba sheneemar v'yimach et kol ha'yakum asher al pnei adama. And he wiped out the entire, everybody living on the adama. V'yimach et kol ha'yakum ba'olam hazeh. Okay, so the pasuk reads, we have to read the whole thing. Vayimach et kol ha'yakum asher al pnei adama, me'adam ad behema ad remes v'ad of ha'shamayim. This is a description of the destruction in the Mabul. Vayimachu min ha'aretz v'yishayar ach Noach v'asher ito b'teva. Right, only Noach was left. So here you have again, vayimach and vayimachu. So we say, olam hazeh, olam haba, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer, so here he just said, no chedek l'olam haba. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira says, lo chayim, they don't get tchiyat ha'metim, v'lo nidonin, and they also don't get judged, and this matches the opinion in our Mishnah. Shneamar lo yadun ruchi ba'adam l'olam, lo din v'lo ruach. Okay, now we're going to have a few different drashot of this lo yadun ruchi ba'adam. Davar acher, lo yadun ruchi, shelo tehenish matan chozer linidana. Okay, we understood lo yadun is judgment, but now they're saying lo yadun is the same shorish as nadan. Nadan is a sheath where you would put your sword. So they're saying, what does it mean? Right, what's the sheath? It holds the sword. What's the body? It holds the neshama. So he says, the neshamot are not going to go back into their bodies, meaning they're going to be burned entirely, their bodies, so that when there's tchiyat ha-metim, right, there's going to be no body for it to return to. Shneamar lo yadun ruchi ba'adam la'olam. I went back a line. Rabbi Menachem bar Yosef omer, afilu b'shah shakadosh baruch hu machzir neshamot lefgarim metim, nishmatan kashe lehem b'gehenom. Okay, this seems to match the last opinion, which is that when Hashem returns the neshamot to dead bodies, these people from Dor HaMabul, their nishmatan is going to be kashe lehem. Shneamar, taharu chashash, toldu kash, ruchachem esh tochachem. You'll be swallowed up by fire. Okay, taru chashash means fodder maybe, and tildu kash, and you'll give birth to straw. Ruchachem esh tochachem, right? The idea of straw turning on fire, right? Shiruach will cause a big fire.
Chaff,
right? That's the word I was looking for. It's the chaff. Okay, which catches on fire very quickly. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what it's saying. It's Pasuk in Yeshayahu. It doesn't have to do with this, but they're saying it refers to this. Tanu Habanan, another bright about Dor HaMabul. Now we're going to figure out what was their real sin. Okay, we always think of it as Hamas, because that's what the Torah says. But now we're going to see what caused them to go astray. Dor HaMabul lo nidga'u ela b'shvil tovash yishbi'a lem kadosh baruch hu. What made them go bad? It was because of all the good that God gave them. God made their lives so easy and so perfect. Now we're going to see a description of what a perfect life is. Umaktiv bahen, batehem shalom mipachad. Their houses are free from fear. Veloshevet eloha alehem. They're not scared, right? Loshevet eloha alehem means... Right, the rod of God is not upon them in terms of, you know, fearful things coming upon them. Uktiv, shoro iber velo yagil. The shor will get pregnant, but it won't fall. Tiflat parato velo tishakel. The para will have a baby, you know, offspring, and it will not miscarry. Uktiv, yishachu katzon evilehem v'yildehen yirakidun. Okay, what does this mean? They send their children off like tzon, meaning with nobody to watch them. Right? This is I read something, can't even remember what the context was, a few days ago, about someone who moved to Israel and how like their kids are now so free, you know, like you don't have to worry about anything. There's, you know, you move to this, it's like there's no crime, and not that there isn't, but you know, it's much better than in other places. And anyway, so it's this idea of, you know, they live so like their kids just walked around like so, and that nobody really needs to watch them. And Yildehem Yirakdun, and their children are dancing. Uktiv, Yisu Batof Vikinor, Viasmachu, right? They'll go around dancing, singing and play musical instruments. Viasmachu Lakol Ugav, okay? And they'll be happy with the sound of the Ugav. I forgot what instrument that is. It's a
flute.
Uktiv, Yivlu Yemehem Batov, Ushnotam Benimim. I forgot to mention, all these psukim are from Eov. Okay, it's talking about people who lead the good life, right? Okay, so all their days will be good, and their years be ni'imim, right? And okay, uktiv, uberoga sha'ol yechatu. And they'll die very peacefully, basically. They'll die immediately, right? Berega, like beroga, also berega. In a moment, they'll die without suffering, and they'll go down to sha'ol. So they had this great life. Basically, we're saying that this is Dor HaMabul, v'hi garma, and this is what caused them to leave. Shamru la'el, they said to God, sur mimeni, v'dat rachecha lo chafatznu, right? Leave me alone. I don't need your ways. Again, this is Eov. Okay, right? We don't want your ways. What do we need this for? Ma shaddai kin avdenu, who is God that we should worship him? Umanu il kin ifgabo, what's going to help us if we pray to him? Amru, klum tzrichim anu ela letipashal kshamim. What we need you because we need to, right? This is always the classic. We need to pray for God for rain. You think we need you for rain? Yes, lanu naharot umayanot shanu mistapkimiyam. We have lots of bodies of water that we can get water from. We don't need the rain. Amar kadosh baruch hu, b'tovashi ishpati lahem b'machisinoti. Uba ani danotam. Okay? All the good I gave you, in other words, who gave you the Naharot and the Mayanot? I gave them to you. And now you're spitting in my face, right? And you're getting me angry with that, and therefore I'm going to judge you with water. This, right? Full circle. They complained, right? They said, what do we need you for the water? So we're going to basically, I'm going to judge you with water, God says. Shene'emar. Right, I'm going to bring water. Okay? Rabbi Yossi Omer. Dor ha-mabul lo nitka'u. Now we got the second reason. Okay, so according to this first reason, it was all about they had the good life. And that turned them astray. It's like the kochiva otzem yadi asali etachai alazeh, right? Don't think it all comes from you. Second thing is, dor ha-mabul lo nitka'u ela b'shvil, second opinion, ela b'shvil gilgal ha'ayin. Again, we want to connect it with water. It wasn't that they said, oh, we don't need prayer for rain. No, it's saying the galgal ha'ayin, your eyeball, is like water. Why? Because water comes out of your eyes, right? Just like water comes out of the heavens. We'll see this in a little while. What's the galgal ha'ayin? That they sin by seeing things, right? You see things, and that makes you lo tatu acharei enechem, right? Don't follow your eyes. So they follow their eyes. Okay, here they forget to quote the important part of the pasuk, the beginning part. What does it say? Again, we're going back to this B'nai Elohim. Vayir'u B'nai Elohim, or B'naut Adam, right? And then Vayikhu Lehem Nashim. So they saw them first, and because they saw them, that made them turn away. How is it like Gilgal Ha'inayim? Shene'emar, Nivku'u Kol Mayanot Tahom Rabah, Va'arubot HaShamayim Nivtachu. Right, what does it mean? Arubot HaShamayim Niftachu? Like a window opens in the sky and they come out. It's like the tears that come out of your eyes. Amar v'yochanan. Dor mabul b'rabba kalkalu b'rabba nidonu. Okay, with greatness they messed up and with greatness they were judged. B'rabba kalkalu shenemar. Bayar Hashem ki rabba ra'at ha'adam. Right, it was really bad. U'b'rabba nidonu shenemar kol mayanot tahom rabba. Okay, all the mayanot came up greatly. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha nishtayru mehem. Okay, after God destroyed the world, there were three bodies of water that were left. Belua de Gader, which is not so clear where that is. Vechameit Veria, Ve'ena Rabati de Biram. In the area of Biram, there was this Ein Rabati, it's called. I don't know what the significance of saying that there were these three bodies of water left. Ki yishchit kovasarit darko ala aretz. What does it mean, yishchit et darko? So darko we often associate with sexual relations, like Bia Kedarka and Shalok Kedarka. So what does it mean that this is the derech haolam and they destroyed darko ala aretz? So what did they do wrong? Amar b'yochanan, milamed shirbiu behemal chaya v'chayal behema v'hakol al adam v'adam al hakol. They basically cross-breeded, right? All different animals breeded with other animals and with man. Okay, so there were cross-sexual relations going on here, which was against the concept of b'riyat haolam, right? That there's different types and you're supposed to stay with your own type. See this theme come up a little bit more in the continuation.
But that wasn't a law then, right?
Well, what does it mean it wasn't a law? The assumption is that the world was created to be perpetuated in a particular manner, right? It's not even a law. It doesn't even say it in, I mean, it talks about lo tarbiya, right? Lo tarbiya b'em techa kilayim. But what they're saying here, that's also man can't do that. Here the assumption is that the animals were sinning also. Right, they were crossbreeding, and man was crossbreeding. There's an assumption that this was something that should have been obvious to the people. People were created to procreate and procreate within your type. So what they're saying is that these people, you know, crossed the lines and did it in an inappropriate manner. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Bikulan Chazru Chutz Mi Tushlami. Okay, this is a type of bird. They're saying after the Mabul, everybody went back to normal relations, except for this one bird, which apparently crossbreeds with all sorts of other animals and birds and I don't know what. Okay, I don't know enough about it, but we'll leave it aside. Vayomer Hashem Lenoch, Ketz Kol Basar Ba'lefanai, Amar B'Yochanan, Bo Re'e Kama. Okay, so now what's the issue? We start saying that they did all these things wrong, right? They had arrogance and that caused them to reject God. They slept with the wrong type people. They, what was the one I skipped? They, right, saw things with their eyes and sinned based on that. But now they say, but in the end, what does it say in the Torah? That it was Hamas. So what do they say here? Rabbi Yochanan says, Bo re kama gadol kochash al Hamas. Sharei dor mabul avru al hakol v'lo nechtam aleihem gzar dinam ad shepashtu yideihem begeza. In other words, they did all these terrible things, it's true, but in the end, what sealed their fate? The geza. Okay, the stealing. This is again trying to make a point about ben adam l'chaveiro and that type of thing. As opposed to ben adam l'makom, rejecting God. Shenemar, kimal aretz, chamas mipneihem, v'hineni mashchitan et aretz. Right? As soon as it says that, then it says, I'm going to destroy the world. Uchtiv, hachamas kam lemate resha, lo mehem, v'lo mehamonam, v'lo mehem hem. Okay, this is a pasuk from Yechezkel. And the way it means the Hamas came up like a rod of evil, okay? And lo mehem, v'lo mehamonam, v'lo mehem hem. Okay, what does this mean? It means they shouldn't really exist anymore because this is what they did. In other words, the Hamas came up to hit them and say, basically, you have no right to exist in this world. V'lo no bahem. Okay? So now this lo no bahem, they're going to darshan in a minute to mean no, not instead of no. A lot of times, hey switches with chet. And it's going to be noach. Okay, so hold off on that. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Milameh, now we're going to have a drasha on this pasuk, Shezakaf atzmo kimakel, Va'amad lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hamas came up and stood up like a makel in front of God, Va'amar lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, lo mehem, we don't want them to survive, ve'lo mehamonam, and not from their hamonim, meaning their children, right, because there's people, and then there's the hamon that comes out of them, their tzatzaim, v'lo mehem hem, which means not, at least the way some people explain it, not from their wealth, from their hon. Okay, it's not exactly the pshat of the word mehem hem, but it's anyway, it's a weird word that we don't really see anywhere else, but they mean, and not from their property, their possession, shouldn't, nothing should last from them. V'lo no bahem, okay, so what does this mean? So, right, whether you read this or not, let's read this. Af al Noach nechtar gzar din shenemar v'lo Noach behem. Okay, Noach is not going to be with them, meaning it sounded like he also was supposed to be, but the Hamas came up, stood up, and said, I want all them to die, but not Noach. Okay, and here we're going to see a ton of Be'er Yishmael about this. Af al Noach nechtar gzar din, ela shematzachem b'nei Hashem, shenemar, nichamti ki asitim, v'noach matzachem b'nei Hashem. Okay, so now we see that, right, the Noach was supposed to have been killed with them. However, he did something that, you know, gave him redeeming qualities, and he didn't get punished. Vayinachem Hashem ki asat adam ba'aretz. We're now going to see Vayinachem as itself and its opposite. Okay, two opposite interpretations. Ki at Rav Dimi Amar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Dimi came and said that this is the way we understand it. Hashem said, Yafeh asiti shetikanti lahem kvarot ba'aretz. Okay, Vayinachem Hashem, usually we read it as, and God was upset that he did this, right? But Nachem is also Nechama, right? He was comforted. He was comforted that he did it. What does it mean that he did it, right? That, ki asa Hashem et ha'adam ba'aretz, what does it mean et ha'adam ba'aretz? That he made burial plots for them in the ground. And as God was pleased that he came up with a good solution, which was to wipe them off the face of the earth. My mashma, how do we know that v'yinachem could be he was comforted? K'tiv hacha v'yinachem Hashem, u'k'tiv hatam v'yinachem otam v'daber libam. This is by Yosef. After his father dies, he calms down, he comforts his brothers, that don't worry, I'll take care of you, I'll support you, etc. V'ika da'amre, and some people say the opposite. Lo yafe asiti shetikanti lahem kvarot ba'aretz. He was upset, right? Interesting. What's he upset about, according to this? It's interesting, because this pasuk, that's why I wanted to show you in the beginning of class, it comes before the mabul, okay? But it sounds like God already planned what he was going to do and he wasn't going to change his mind about it. However, he was upset not at how man behaved, but he was upset about how he reacted. Okay, he was upset that he wiped out the entire world. Again, it's weird, the placement of it, because it's before he actually wipes them out. But lo asiti shetikanti lahem kvarot ba'aretz. How do we know that v'yinachem is I'm upset? K'tiv hacha v'yinachem, k'tiv hatam v'yinachem Hashem al ha'ra'a asher diber la'asot la'amo. This is also after he punishes them in Chet Ha'egel. It says he was upset about the ra'adi he said he was going to do to the people. By the way, this makes sense also. Asher diber la'asot, he already decided. Once God speaks, it's very hard for him to change his mind, unless, of course, the people do tshuva, but they didn't do tshuva, so God couldn't really change his mind. Eile toldot Noach. Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedorotav. This is a very famous drasha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan bedorotav velo bedorot achirim. Rabbi Yochanan says, if he lived in another generation, like in the generation of Avram, he wouldn't have been looked at as so great. But in his generation, he was better than everybody else. V'rish Lakish amar bedorotav Kol shekem b'dorot achirim. In his generation, and all the more so in any other generation. Amar Rabbi Chanina, mashal de Rabbi Yochanan l'mad davar domeh. What's a good mashal for this? L'chavit shel yayin shehayta munachat b'martef shel chometz. You put wine in a basement, in a storage house full of vinegar. Bimkoma rechanodef. If you leave it in its place, it's going to smell good compared to all the vinegar. Shelo bimkoma, but if you take it out, one thing of wine, em rechanodef. It doesn't smell so strong. Amar Rabbi Yoshai, mashal de Rish Lakish l'mad davar domeh. Domeh l'tzlochit shel plaiton shehayta munachat b'makom ha'tinofet. This is a certain spice. If you put it in a dirty place, bimkoma rechanodef, where it is, it smells very strong. Vekoshakem bimkoma bosen, and all the more so, you're going to smell it strongly in a place where everything else smells beautiful. It's also going to smell beautiful. So, right, because think about the smell. It's going to mix with the other bad smells. So when it's mixing with the bad smells, it's not going to smell so strong. So that's Noah. When he was with other people, right, he did smell, but right, but all the more so if he's with other beautiful smelling things, he'll smell even better. So now he wipes out all the yikum. So I don't understand. So maybe man sin, but behema, what did they do wrong? Now it's true, we saw before that they crossed, right, they slept with others, but that maybe this doesn't agree with that trasha. So what did the behema do? Tanam Yishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, mashal adam shasach hupa lebeno, v'itkin mikol minei si'uda, liyamim meit beno. So he prepares a big chuppah for his son, but before he gets married, his son dies. Amar upizeret chupato, amar klum asiti ele b'shvil b'ni, achshav shemeit chupa lamali, right? What do I need it for if I'm not going to be here, right? If my son's not here anymore, what do I need the chupa for? I only created it for him. The only purpose of creating the behemoth was for Adam. So, what do I need animals for if not to serve men? Right? This is an approach that the animal's purpose is only to serve men. Everything that was on the charavan, the abasha metu. So what does that seem to imply? The dagim, the lo dagim shabayam. This is a side thing really not having to do with our, right? It has to do with our topic that we're talking about. Noach and all that, but it doesn't really have to do with, you know, sinning and Olam Haba and all that. Tarash Rabbi Yossi Demin Kesri. My dechtiv kalu al pnei mayim to kulal chel katam ba'aretz. Okay, this pasuk is from Eov again. So what does it mean, kalu al pnei mayim to kulal chel katam ba'aretz? Melameh chaya Noach ha-tzadik mochiach behem. Okay, this is the famous. So we know that Noach went around telling everybody, you know, there's going to be a mabul and you should do tshuva. Vomer lam asu tshuva. V'im lav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi alechem et ha-mabul. Okay? U'makpe nivlatchem alamayim kizikim. What's he going to do? He's going to freeze your dead bodies on the water. They're going to be like frozen dead bodies floating on the water like a node. What's a node? A zikino.
A leather bag.
A leather bag. Yeah, they would put these leather canteens they have. We've seen them before. It's going to float on the water like that. So that's what it means. Kalu al pnei amayim. You're going to basically be light on the water. You're going to be floating dead bodies. Shneamar kalu al pnei amayim. V'lo od ela, and what's the part? Tikul al chachatam ba'aretz. We've seen this kind of image before. Shelokhi mehem klala l'choba e'olam. Shneamar tikul al chachatam ba'aretz. People are going to use you to curse other people. They're going to say, you should be cursed like the Dor HaMabul. So basically it says, you should do tshuva. What does it say then? Lo yifne derech kramim. So what does this mean? Melameh chayim afanim derech kramim. When he came about telling people, what were they doing? They just happened to be making these paths in the vineyards, like pulling out thorns so people could get by. Amar lo umima akev. So basically what they mean to say here is that the people here, well actually we didn't darshna yet, I'll get there in a minute. Amar lo umima akev. So they said to him, so understand, if God's bringing the mabul, why isn't it not here yet? So what does he say? Amar lahem, preda achad yeshli lehotzi mikem. I have one person among you who's a good person who needs to die before the mabul happens because I don't want to, on the one hand, I don't want to save him. On the other hand, I don't want to destroy him. Who is this? Mitushelach. Okay? So now what's their reaction? They say, well, if that's the case and it's not coming right now, then inkein lo nifne derech kramim. Then if that's the case, we're not gonna uproot these thorns, which means what it's an image for. We're not gonna take out the bad among us. We're not gonna change our ways. You know, no can do. I just wanted to mention that there's a different girsa, which I like better. The girsa of the Yad Ramah says that actually Mitushelach was the one telling them about the Mabul. Because it's a little weird. What does it mean you want to wait for Mitushelach to die and you don't want him to die in the Mabul? Like, it's a little weird. So it says, why don't you just save him? It was mean. So they say that Metushelach, which is interesting in terms of, we always think Noach was the one who started this. No. They say that even Metushelach before Noach was warning people about the Mabul. And they said, well, you know, why are you telling us? It's certainly not happening anytime soon. And he said, well, that's because there's one person who's going to come among you, and that's going to be Noach. And we're waiting for Noach to come because Noach is the only one who's going to be able to save the world, to basically have continuation. Okay, the Metushelach wasn't good enough, but they had to wait for Noach to come. Okay,
and that's a better gersa also, because they always contrast Abraham and Noah. Mm-hmm. That Abraham pleaded for stone.
Yeah.
And he didn't. Mm-hmm. So this is better. It sounds like
So now we're trying to show that Noach, like Abraham, and he didn't plead to God, and maybe that was the difference between him and Abraham, but he did plead to the people to try to do tshuva. He didn't do nothing. Okay, he obviously wasn't very successful, but he didn't do anything. He didn't do nothing. And here I was thinking about why didn't the people, you know, you always talk about with kids, especially, you have to punish immediately. You know, it was hard for them to see, here, we haven't gotten punished, it's not coming yet, I don't see any rain. If you said the rain's coming, I don't see any gray clouds, I don't see, you know, they didn't, until it's right upon you, you don't really believe that anything's going to happen. Darash Rava, my dichtiv, lapid buz lashtot sha'anan, nachon lemoadei regal, very complicated pasuk. Okay, again from Eov, right? All these pasukim in Eov are impossible to understand. Okay, lapid buz means you're like a contemptible torch. Okay, lashtot sha'anan is to those who are thinking about sitting in peace, which is a reference to the Dor HaMabul that sat there peacefully, like we saw earlier. Nachon lemoadei regal. Okay, it's ready for those whose foot slips. Okay, we're going to see what this means. Melamed Shayan Noach HaTzadik Mochiach Otam. Another proof that Noach was rebuking them. V'amar lahem dvarim shehem kashim kelapidim. Okay, what does it mean? Lapibuz. They were saying that the torch is contemptible. What does that mean? So he was telling them things that were kashim kelapidim. They were hard like a torch. And they were embarrassing him. And he was the lapid buz, right? They were embarrassing Noach and saying, oh, we don't care what you're saying. Amrulo zaken teva zo lama. Right? What are you building that teva for? Amar, right? This is the famous, right? You think of the Bill Cosby routine, right? About the teva. Amar lehem kadosh baruch hu mevi alechem et hamabul. Amru mabul shalma. So he says, God's going to bring upon a mabul. So they say, what kind of mabul? So now they're going to darshan this from the pasuk, okay? Im lapid buz, how did they make fun of a torch? Why a torch? Im mabul shel esh, if he's bringing a flood of fire, right? Flood doesn't necessarily mean water. If he brings fire upon us, yesh lanu davar acher v'alita shma. We have something that can withstand fire. Okay? Some people say this alita is the salamander. Remember we talked about that salamander they believed would never burn? So maybe we have something like that that will protect us. V'im shamayim hu mevi. Okay, and if from water, there's two kinds of ways of water, right? One could be a flood coming from below, and one could be a rainstorm coming from above. Imin ha'aretz u'mevi yesh lanu ashashiyot shel barzel. Okay, that's the la'ashtot, right? Ashashiyot shel barzel are these iron plates that we can basically put on the ground, she'anu mechapim behen ta'aretz, and it'll prevent it from flooding. V'imin ha'shamayim u'mevi yesh lanu davar ba'akev shmo, ba'amre le'ikeh shmo, okay, which they explain to be some sort of a sponge, that they could put on their heads and basically will protect them from the rain coming down. Amar lahem, hu mevi mi bein ikvei raglechem. Okay, now we get to the right. Lapid buz lashtot sha'anan. That's what they say to him, right? They're sitting sha'anan, saying, we're okay, nothing's going to stop us. So they're buz, they're making fun of anyone who thinks something will, right? Basically, Noach. And then he tells them, again, this is the pasuk where we split up, it's two different people speaking. He says, nechon lemoadei regel, it's not going to come from the sky, it's not going to come from the ground, it's going to come from between your legs. Shneamar nechon lemoadei regel. Okay, which they explain to be, we'll see right now, Tanya meimei mabul kashim kishichvat zera. Shneamar nechon lemoadei regel. They connect this with shichvat zera, okay, which the semen that comes out, which they say is hot and thick. Okay, it's like warm and thick. So they're saying this is going to be, it's not just going to be the water, it's going to be that the water is going to be boiling and hot and sticky, and it's going to basically, get you no matter what. Amrav chiste birotchin kilkalu ba'avera ubirotchin nidonu. Okay, they sinned with sexual relations, basically, so therefore they got punished with water that was hot, like this, like the hot semen. K'tiv hacha, vayishoku amayim. How do we know that it was rotchim? Because it says vayishoku amayim. When it ends, right, it's vayishoku. And the same lashon is used, k'tiv hatam v'chamata melech shachacha, in the Megillah. What does it mean, right? The anger is boiling, right, and then it calmed down, like it simmered. So therefore, the water also must have been boiling. Now there's a strange pasuk. It says, when the mabul starts, it says, vayihi l'shivat hayamim. Okay, and after 7 days, okay, what happens is they go into the teva, vayavo noach ubanav isho, right, v'nishne banav ito ala teva, and then all the animals, and then it says, vayihi l'shivat hayamim, umeh mabul ayu ala aretz. Why after 7 days? Right? What was the wait of 7 days? Right? You think about a plane taking off, right? You get into the teva, you're expecting, okay, but nothing starts for 7 days. Why 7 days? So we're going to have a bunch of drashot on these 7 days. You can already think about, right, what is 7 days? What?
A week.
Nida. And more so, okay, nida maybe? The days of creation, right? In other words, this is the destruction. Okay, so mem avul yol aretz, matibam shel shivat hayamim. What were these 7 days for? Amarav, Elu Yimei, another one, Yimei Avelut, Shal Metushelach. Okay, Avelut is 7 days. So they say, these are the days of Avelut for Metushelach, which we said before, right? They had to wait till Metushelach died. L'lam decha shespeidan shal tzadikim akvinet ha-poranut lavo. This is an interesting line. A hesped of tzadikim prevents the poranut from coming. Why is that? Because people hear all these great things about a tzadik, and then they think, oh, wow. You know, this is what a great person, and right, it's always inspiring to go to Hespedim, and particularly if it's tzaddik, and therefore prevented it from starting. Davar acher, l'shivat sheshina lehem hakadosh baruch hu seder breshit, shaita choma yotzei mimarav v'shoka b'misrach. God, what does it mean, l'shivat hayamim? God basically changed the Shivat HaYamim. He changed creation. Okay, there's a few different ways you could understand this. You could say that he basically undid creation and he reversed creation, right? This is all about the Pesukim I read, right? That God creates the world and then he's upset that he created the world, so he wants to destroy it. So what does he do? He destroys the Sidrei Bereshit. And it's a reference to the Shivat HaYamim, that he messed up the Shivat HaYamim, that he created, and he basically turns things the opposite way. Some people say there was a way of waking them up, to try to wake them up. It was like a last-ditch effort. They were so shananim, you get used to things you're used to, right? Everyone's used to the sunrise in the morning. If one day you woke up and the sun was rising on the other side, it would totally throw you off. And it was a way of throwing them off to maybe make them be chozer b'tshuva. Obviously, it didn't work, but that's the idea here. Davar acher, shekavalem kadosh baruch hu zman gadol v'achar kach zman katan. God first said, okay, in a very long time, I'm going to bring the mabul, right? We have this image of Moshe building the teva for many, many years. And, sorry, I don't know what I said, but Noah building the teva for many, many years to try to warn the people. It didn't work. But then, right before he's about to bring the mabul, God decides, well, I'm going to give you an extra 7 days. Okay? And as I gave you all this time, maybe you didn't do it. But now I'm going to give you an extra 7 days. Har kusman katan. Davar acher, the shivat ha-yamim, shehit imam me'ein olam haba. Those 7 days was different. God, instead of saying he messed up things, right, he gave them a little taste of olam haba, kadei sheyidu ma tova manu mehem. In order for them to say, oh, maybe this is a little bit of a taste of what you might get if you go do good things, but it didn't work. Mikol ha-be'ma torah tikach lecha shiv'a shiv'a ishu beto. So first thing, what does it mean? Ish v'ishto. What does it mean? Ish v'ishto. Ishut lebehema miile. What, to animals have husbands and wives? Do they, you know, they mate with only one? Right, they mate with many. So what does it mean? Ish v'ishto. Amar Rishmo Bar Nachmani. Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Meotam shelone evda behem avera. He only took those. Ish v'ishto means only those that hadn't mated with other animals. We already said, right? You can't mate that they were crossbreeding. So only ones that didn't. Now, obviously, menayada. How would he know? How would Noach know? Amar of Chista, Sheviran lefnei ha-teva, something mystical, magical thing happened. He would bring them before the teva. Kol sha-teva kol atito, b'yadua shelo nevda b'am avera. Kol she'ena tova kol atito, b'yadua shenevda b'am avera. It would be a test. Can you go in? Right? If you would try to go in and the animal had made it with someone else, then the door would immediately shut or something, right? It wouldn't let it go into the teva. Rabbi Yavao Amar, Meotana ba'ima alehem. It's a bit of a debate whether he really disagrees or not, but let's explain it as a different opinion. He says, only the animals that came on their own into the teva, they were the ones who were, it was like a self-selected group. The ones who wanted to go on were the ones who hadn't crossbred. Asei lecha tevat atzei gofer. My gofer. What is gofer? Amar Rav Ada. Amar debei Rabbi Shila zo mavliga. Okay, it's a certain type of wood called mavliga. But amar le golmish. Some people say it's golmish, which is willow. Soar taseh l'teva, right? Make a window, or, right, what exactly is this window? It's not exactly a window we're going to see. Amar v'yochanan. Amar lo kadosh baruch hu l'noah, kvava avanim tovot u'margaliot. Kadesh yuhum bi'irot lahem kitzorayim. There was no sun anymore, right? It was mabul. There was no way they were going to know. There were no, right? It was like the same way we talked about the shibush of Maasei Bereishit. There were going to be no more sun, moon, you know, they're not going to see anything. So what did he do? He put these avanim tovot u'margaliot, and they would basically be bi'irot lahem kitzorayim. They say that, some people say it was that at night they would shine brighter, and that was a way they would know the difference between day and night, so they could, you know, keep track of days. You should have like an opening of an ama at the top. Right? Why was it so narrow at the top? That was a way it would make it, you know, it was an engineering or architectural thing that it would be narrower at the top. I think about these big cruise ships. Okay, it had three stories. Tana tachtim lezevel. The bottom floor would be for all the garbage, all the waste. Emsayim lebehema and elyonim laadam. Okay, right. You can think about in the image of the world, right? That the waster at the bottom, the behemo, you know, if you think of a hierarchy, and then Adam. Vayishlach et ha-orev. Okay, so now he sends out the orev. Amar Yish Lakish, tshuvah nitzachad yeshiva orev l'noach, just like we have this tshuvah nitzachad of the Bnei Israel, had to God, they had a great answer, right, which really wasn't such a great answer, but they thought they had a great answer. So again, the orev has this answer to Noach. Amar lo, rabchas son eini, v'atas son eitani. Okay, what does it mean? God hates me and you hate me. Rabchaston eini, how do I know that? Because minatorim shiva, minatmeim shnaim. Because he only saved two of me and seven of the tahorim. So I know God hates me. Batasen eitani, shata miniach, mimin shiva, v'shalech, mimin shnaim. Im pogeh b'yisar chama, usar tzina, lo nimtza olam chasir b'ya achat. Lo nimtza olam chasir b'ya achat. He says like this. No, you should be smarter than this. Take, right, he took all seven of all the Tahor animals and two of all the Tameh animals. So when you're sending out someone from the Teva to see if the Mabul is over, right, if you send me out, then you only leave one, you leave the female, and then there's no way to basically for them to continue. Lo nimsa chasir b'ya achat, you're going to basically make the ravens wiped out from the world. So why wouldn't you send from one of the seven where at least you have a bunch of others left? Or maybe what you really do is you have your eyes on my wife, and therefore you want me out of the picture, right? Going back to the story of David and Bathsheba, you want me out of the picture so you can sleep with my mate. Amarlo, Rasha, you Rasha, b'mutarli ne'esarli b'ne'esarli lo kol shekein, right? Even my wife who's mutar to me is forbidden to me on the teva. You think I'm going to sleep with someone who's ne'esarli? No way. Now, okay, so we mentioned that they couldn't have tashmish on the teva. How do we know this? Dichtiv, ubata ala teva, ata ubanecha v'ishtecha u'neshe banecha itcha, right? It was all separate. Him and his sons, and his wife and the wives of his sons. Uktiv, and then when they leave the teva, it says, same in a teva, ata v'ishtecha, right? You should go out, you and your wife, ubanecha u'neshe banecha itcha, meaning now you can be together. Which, by the way, I think is an image of, before they get the Torah, they have to separate from their wives. You know, it was an element of kedusha going on here. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, mikana mushen esru b'tashmish amita. Okay, from here we learn that they couldn't sleep together. Tana Rabbanan, shloshashim shu b'teva. Now we're going to talk about why certain things are the way they are, because they must have had sex with each other in the teva, and that's why this is the case. What is it? V'kulam laku kelev v'orev v'cham. Kelev nikshar. A kelev has a leash. Right? Why are they leashed? Because, you know, because they sinned they're dating it back, they sinned in the teva. Orev rak, he spits. Okay, I read somewhere that, I don't know about this, but apparently they spit, that's how they mate or something. I don't know. Cham laka ba'oro. What?
That's what this is.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Cham laka ba'oro, it means that he, right, the kushim that came from Cham were dark-skinned. So he was punished by his skin, right? This is obviously not a very PC Gemara here. Having dark skin was considered a bad thing. But okay, so that was, he sends the raven. Then, vayishlach et hayonami ito lirot hakalu amayim. Right, he wants to know, is the water calm? Amar v'yirmiyam mikan shediratan shalafot tohorim ima tzadikim. Because it says, vayishlach et hayonami me'ito. So from here we learn that the birds, right, the ofim tohorim hung out with the tzadikim. Because he said he sent it from him. Supposed to the rave, he just sends. V'hine ale zayin taraf b'fia. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Yonah, right? We always think of this, right? He had this ale zayin in his mouth. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Yonah lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shelam, Yumizonotayim merurin kezayit umesurim biyadecha. I'd rather eat, what they're saying here is taraf b'fiyah means this was its food. I'd rather eat bitter food that come from straight from God, va'al yu metukin kedvash umesurim biyabasar v'dam, rather than something sweet that I get from Adam. My mashma, how do we get this to high tariff lishna de mizonehu? The tariff means his sustenance, his food. Dechtiv hatrifeni lechem chuki. Okay, and there it means, right, sustain me with my lechem chuki, with my bread. Lemishpachotehem yitzu min ateva. Okay, so why does it say lemishpachotehem? They left with their families. Amar b'yachanan lemishpachotam velo hem. It means lemishpachotam and not them. They didn't leave, but their mishpachot did. So what does that mean? Some people say it means that some of the animals actually died in the teva, but their descendants, right, even though they couldn't have relations, then maybe they were already pregnant when they got on the teva and their descendants came off. And some people say they didn't come off bizchut atzmam, they came off bizchut that they would have mishpachot in the future. Okay, that it was that's why they were saved, for their future potential. Amar Avchana Bar Bizna, Amar Le Eliezer. Okay, so now we're going to have a discussion. We're going to have a few discussions, but we'll do one today. Avchana Bar Bizna said that Eliezer, the Eved of Abraham, says to shame Rabbah, okay, to shame the son of Noach. K'tiv l'mishpachotehem yitzu min ateva. Okay, it says they'll go out b'mishpachotehem. Atun hecha havitun. Where were you? Like, what were you doing the whole time in the teva? Amar Le, tzar gadol haya lanu b'teva. It was very hard work in the teva. Birei shadarkal achila biriya shadarkal achila biyom hechilua biyom shadarkal achila balayla hechilua balayla. Now we're basically going to say, how did they keep them sustained during the teva? So they would work all day and all night. Some animals eat during the day, and some animals eat at night. Haiziki to lo have a yada abba machla, but there was the chameleon. My father didn't know what to feed it. Yom achad have a yati v'kapale rimona. One day Noach was sitting peeling a rimon. This is what Shem is telling Eliezer. Nafal tolata mina, and a worm fell out of it. Achla, and the chameleon came and ate it. Mikam ve'elech. So from then on, what would he do? Have a gavi lechizra. He would knead bread with bran with water, and kimitla, and it would become full of worms. Achla, he would eat it. Okay, we're going to have all these struggles of animals that had tough time eating on in the teva. Arye ishta zinta, his fever sustained him. Damarav lo b'tzir mishita v'lo tfei mitresar zina ishta. Orishena, and how do we read this? Ishta orishena, I think. So wait a minute. This means that basically no less than 6 and no more than 12 days does a... Right, so a fever can sustain someone, okay? And you can't be sustained by a fever more than 12 days. The Urishena is the next thing. The Urishena is the name for the phoenix. Eshkechina abba digarne besafna de tevuta. So my father saw him one day lying on the side of the teva. Amarle lo bayit mizone. Says, don't you need food? Amarle chazit avtav atrida. I saw you were so busy. Amina lo etzarcha. I said, I'm not going to bother you to feed me. I see you're working so hard. Amarle yehe rava delo tamut. You should be blessed that you shouldn't die. Shneamar va. Second, va'omar. This is a pasuk from Eov again. Im kini egva. I will die with my nest. V'kachol arbe yamim, and I will be marbe yamim like the chol. And they say the chol is a reference to this bird, the phoenix. Okay, so that he was blessed with riboy yamim because he didn't bother Noach and the teva to feed him. Okay, right. This is, I guess, showing that even though normally sustenance is what feeds us, things miraculously happen, and on the teva, other things fed them other than food. Okay, we'll continue more with another question that Eliezer asks Shem tomorrow.